Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is Friday, December 21st, 2018. This is just a few days before Christmas, and I think we might even have a special Christmas Eve podcast that we're going to do, and I'll be reading the night before Christmas, among other things, and we'll talk about some Christmas traditions, so I hope you join us for that. It'll be short, and maybe I'll have a couple of my family members in here with me so that we can talk about Christmas in the past. So I'm glad you joined us today. Today is our, I guess I call it a Christmas special, but I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about Christmas. It's coming just around the corner. This whole year has seemed to gone by in a flash, and I don't know where it went, but it's here. I almost forgot to do today's podcast, and I want to thank Nathan, a cousin of mine in the panhandle of Florida, who reminded me that I hadn't done it today. So, Nathan, this is a shout-out to you. So, let's talk about Christmas. Are you guys ready for this? Have you done your shopping? I don't know about you. I don't know if I guess I'm kind of representative of a lot of men. We wait to the very last minute. Statistically, men wait to the last minute. I think one out of every three men wait until Christmas Eve to actually do their Christmas shopping. I've promised myself I'm not going to do that this year. I've actually done some. I've not finished all of it, but I'm sure I'll get it done. Not so with the ladies. I think they're a lot more prepared for this. So how about you guys and your families? Are you home with your family? Do you have family members who are coming in? My mother and her husband are coming in tomorrow afternoon, and we're excited for them to be here. My brother and his wife are going to be spending Christmas in South Carolina. And then my wife's brother is in South Florida, and her sister is in California. And they're going to be there with their family. So we've got some here and others who are not. I don't know if we've ever had a Christmas where we have brought everybody together. I think it's fantastic, though, that so many families come together on Christmas. A friend of mine, his son is in the Air Force, and he has been gone a couple of years, but it's been a year since he has seen him, and he came in from Aviano, Italy, to spend Christmas with his family, and I know that my friend Nick is extremely excited, as is his wife and their other two kids. I'm sure that's the case with a lot of families. There are a lot of folks out there, a lot, especially the military folks, who are not able to come home because they're deployed overseas, and they're not able to come home. And I'm sure that they miss being with their families. This is a special time of the year, though, when you think about Christmas and how we build for this particular time year-round. I mean, it is what it is. And I always say that the commercialization of Christmas has washed its meaning away. But I will say this. He is the reason for the season. Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ. And I guess about 2019 years since his birth. And things have not been the same since. Think about the whole AD and BC. For those of you who don't know, BC means before Christ, and then AD means Anno Domini, which is the year of our Lord. And we are in 2018. We're getting ready to wrap up 2018 and go into 2019. And it's just a lot going on. Let's talk about some things that go on in Christmas. There's some interesting things about Christmas that I wanted to mention tonight. I was going to make this a more serious show, but since we're going to do a Christmas Eve podcast, I think we'll make this one a little lighter. So let's talk about some fun facts of Christmas. Did you know that Christmas trees date back to the 16th century? They were first used in Germany. They were called Yule trees back then, and they were decorated with fruits and nuts. Now, I don't know about you, but I like fruits and nuts, and I don't know if today we decorated our trees and fruits and nuts, whether there'd be anything left by Christmas, but that's an interesting factoid. Also, Santa Claus, you know, is based on the character St. Nicholas. What's interesting that I found out is that his clothes were originally green and purple, but that changed when the Coca-Cola company used Santa in their commercials. Matter of fact, Coca-Cola was the first company to use Santa Claus in a commercial advertisement. And since then, Santa has been red, or his outfit has been red. And you may ask, why is that? Because it had to match the colors of their brand. And ever since then, Santa Claus has been wearing red. How about that? So What about Christmas wreaths? What do you know about Christmas wreaths? Did you know that they represent the crown of thorns and that the colors, red represented blood, green represents, symbolizes life, and then gold symbolizes royalty and life. Biggest Christmas gift ever given in the U.S. that we know of was given in 1886 by the country of France, the United States, and that gift was the Statue of Liberty. Did you know that more than 3 billion Christmas cards are sent every year in the U.S.? Hallmark introduced its first Christmas card in 1915. Did you know that Christmas trees are grown in every state to include Alaska and Hawaii? I didn't know that. Biggest producers of Christmas trees, North Carolina is one of them, of course, California, Oregon, Michigan, Washington State, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Christmas trees have been sold in the U.S. And on the average, it takes about 6 to 8 years for a Christmas tree to regrow. It can take up to 15 years. When you see those Christmas trees, they don't just pop up every year. It takes quite a while for them to grow. You know that Alabama was the first state to declare Christmas a legal holiday? That was in 1836. And the last state to do so was Oklahoma back in 1907. Thomas Edison had an assistant who allegedly came up with the first lighted Christmas tree. It's not too difficult to imagine that lights on a Christmas tree were a sign of wealth in the United States back in the early 1900s. Very few people could afford lights because they were very expensive. So only the wealthy had lighted Christmas trees. Christmas shopping, did you know that it accounts for 1/6 of all the annual retail sales in the U.S.? I didn't know that. Did you know that the Japanese love to eat KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, on Christmas Eve, and that they will book seats at KFC restaurants up to 2 months in advance so that they can be sure that they have that KFC Christmas Eve dinner? How about you? Do you have any Christmas Eve traditions that you or your family engages in? Remember me and my family growing up, we had the tradition of opening one gift up on Christmas Eve, and we carried that on into our family with my son. Best Christmas song? It's not the one playing in the background, although that's a good one, as you might imagine. It was Bing Crosby's White Christmas, which sold more than 50 million copies. What about candy canes? What do you know about those? You know those were invented in Germany, and they are shaped like a J for the name Jesus, and the red stripe symbolized blood. Did you know that Black Friday is not the most active shopping day of the year? It's actually the 2 days prior to Christmas are the busiest days of the year for shopping. 1/3 of the top 20 grossing movies released in the United States were released during the week of Christmas. Pretty interesting fact. But you know what? Now that I think about it, most of the good ones do come out around Christmas time, don't they? Now, something I didn't know that's kind of interesting. Did you know, I always am offended and still am, that people will sometimes substitute Christ out of Christmas and put an X there. Did you know that the X was not originally added there as an abbreviation? X is Greek chai, which means Christ. Didn't know that. But I still want to have Christ in Christmas because that's what it's about. So what about your Christmas? What are you doing to prepare at your house? Are you baking cookies? Are you wrapping gifts? My wife is a prolific gift wrapper, and she probably is one of the best gift wrappers of all time. She will literally spend, I want to say sometimes probably an hour, maybe not that long. She spends a long time wrapping gifts. And when I said an hour, I was really referring to one gift, not multiple gifts. It's difficult to take those things apart because they're so nice and neat. I myself have the ability to wrap a gift in a matter of seconds, and I've done so numerous times. Just give me a big roll of tape and some wrapping paper and a pair of scissors. I really don't need the scissors because I can kind of rip it with my hands. It's not going to be pretty when I'm finished, but it's my own personal work. I always like to wrap all the gifts in probably about, you know, 10, 15 minutes at most on Christmas Eve. Kind of hectic, but my gifts are unmistakable under the tree. Speaking of a tree, I don't know about you, do you like artificial or do you like real Christmas trees? I don't know if I've lost my sense of smell over the years or whether Christmas trees aren't as scented as they used to be, but I used to love the smell of Christmas trees around Christmas, to go into your house and you get that fresh smell of Fraser fir or something else wafting through the house. Don't get that anymore. I used to have to go up to the Christmas tree and grab the branches and take a big whiff to try and get that smell. I know in years gone past, we've had interesting bugs and all drop out of the Christmas trees. We like real trees around here, although this year we have a small artificial tree. Seems like it wasn't a good year for Christmas trees. So, some interesting facts about Christmas. And I hope that as you prepare for Christmas this year, that you remember the reason for the season. I hope that you are planning on a church service with your family. I always love going to like a Christmas Eve service. We have at my church a candlelight Christmas Eve service. They sing carols and have a brief message, usually packed. I think they usually have 3 to 4 services. But I recommend that everybody go to a Christmas Eve service or a Christmas Day service, whatever your church or a church in your area has available. Kind of puts things in perspective, makes you realize why we've got the holiday known as Christmas. And that, while we're on it, I don't like the whole happy holidays thing. I don't really mind offending people if it's to tell them Merry Christmas, because it's not something I'm doing to bother people. It is what it is. You know, some people like to change the meaning of it. They have twisted it over the years, but it is what it is. And I just suggest that you and your family remember the reason for the season. The other thing I'd like to say too is embrace your family this Christmas season. You know, have a good time with your family. Enjoy having them around. You know, for a lot of people, this is the last Christmas that they'll spend in the U.S. It's kind of sad. I know that there are a lot of people out there too who are spending Christmases or this Christmas without a loved one who may have passed away this past year. I wish you the very best this Christmas, and I know it's hard. And then there are a lot of folks out there who are dealing with a lot of problems in their lives. A lot of issues with depression over the Christmas season. It used to be, I don't know if it's the same, but they used to have the most suicides in the U.S. during Christmas. And most psychologists attributed this to the fact that there were more people who had depressive issues that they were dealing with around Christmas, and it kind of all piled on. And I would just suggest to you, if you're someone that is dealing with some kind of pain, whether it's an emotional pain or whether you're dealing with an illness, whatever you're dealing with, family problem, loss of a loved one, that you put this season into perspective, and that you, if you need help, that you allow somebody to help you and you reach out to someone and try and get some help. It would be great if this season was a season that was just filled with joy and happiness, but that's not always the case. And I just hope for you that if you're dealing with some issue that you're struggling with this year, that you do what you can to make it right. Whatever that is, whether it's getting help, whether it's going to church, whether it's reaching out for friends, that you do what you've got to do to get the help that you need so that you don't have a bad Christmas. And I know there's a lot of loneliness out there around this time of the year, and I wish that weren't the case. And I hope that people listening take the opportunity to reach out to people who are shut in, people at nursing homes, elderly people at their homes, that you go out and visit these people. And it shouldn't just be around Christmas, it should be other times of the year as well. But I also hope that you reconnect with family and friends. Easy, especially in today's society in 2018, to let friendships slip, let relationships slip. But I hope that you make an effort to reach out to your friends and loved ones and reconnect with them in the last few days of 2018, as we gear up for another year. 2019 is just around the corner. But I hope for you and your family that this is a fantastic Christmas, and that you make the Christmas for you and your family not just about the gifts, not about you getting what you want or making sure the kids get what they want, but that you remember the reason for the season. I hope that you have happiness in your home and that you have peace, and that you take the time to enjoy life, laugh, love, and celebrate the season for what it is. I hope you join me on Christmas Eve for a short little Christmas Eve podcast. I've enjoyed this kind of free-for-all pre-Christmas podcast tonight. Just me sitting in the room here. Nothing extravagant. Not a lot of research. So I hope in these last few days before Christmas that you take the time to spend time with your family and your friends, and that you have a fantastic Christmas. Join me Christmas Eve for a few minutes of the podcast. I hope you have a great evening, that you have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you on Christmas Eve.